The cricketing drama culminated during the filming of the mass drops by the 1st Airborne Division into Arnhem. We all drove to Ginkle Heath, just outside Arnhem, where the drops had taken place in 1944, and joined around 2,000 Dutch extras dressed as British paratroopers. They'd all brought their own lunch with them, and the catering crew gave us all packed lunches in boxes containing 2 cold pork chops, crisps, a bread roll, Mars bars, etc. We all had German uniforms and weapons, as the APA was supposed to represent the German SS, who were occupying large parts of the drop zone when the 1st Airborne Division jumped. We collected our weapons, which included around a dozen MG-42 Spandau machine guns, and deployed ourselves around the perimeter of the drop zone. How are they going to film this, I thought to myself. There are over 2,000 extras here, spread across around 500 acres of heathland, with around 50 aircraft shortly to arrive overhead, where they were going to disgorge around 600 paratroopers from the 1st Battalion of the Parachute Regiment. The APA were dispersed in small groups of about 10 men each around the edges of the dropping zone, and we were to replicate the German response to the mass drop by engaging the paras as they floated down with small arms and machine gun fire. Colonel Waddy was in charge of the APA on that day and explained to us what was going on. There are around 27 cameras covering this sequence. If you look carefully, you'll be able to see them in hides, in ditches, up trees, etc. There'll be cameras on the wings of the planes, and around 5 stunt cameramen are jumping with helmet cameras. At around lunchtime, we heard over loudhailers, "Aircraft are in the air, 2 minutes to go. Stand by for action." The air started to throb as 50 Dakota propellers beat the sky. The aircraft came into view with their doors open, with what looked like little baby paratroopers standing by for the order to jump. Over the loudhailers came the stentorian command, "Action! Action! Action!" We stood there transfixed, gazing skyward, as the paras jumped, with the Dakotas looking like big mummies, each one giving birth to around 15 little baby paratroopers, with their static lines fluttering like umbilical cords as the planes threw out around 600 tiny warriors. We watched anxiously, praying that there were no malfunctions, when we heard Colonel Waddy shout, "Don't just stand there staring at them! Fire! Fire! Fire!" We remembered what we had to do and opened up with everything we had. The paras weren't expecting this, and as they descended, they began to look more and more like human beings and not little toy soldiers anymore. I remember one bloke who later turned out to be an officer in the Sherwood Foresters Regiment on attachment, who was floating down around 20 yards from me. He stared at me anxiously in the eyes while I carefully took aim with my Mauser rifle and pulled the trigger. As I fired, he gave a little involuntary movement as if expecting to be hit. The paras hit the deck and disappeared. I thought, "Oh, we're going to be on the sticky end of a counterattack in a minute." The unit shouted, "Cut!" And I put my rifle down and went forward to say hello to them and to make sure they were okay. As I went forward, one of the paras, upon seeing my German uniform, said, "Let's have him and round a day off properly." I told Colonel Waddy this later and he said, "What did you do?" "Nothing," I said. "The only thing I did was a hot which slid down my trouser leg and into my jackboot." He seemed to find this inordinately amusing. So amusing that he threw his head back and laughed uproariously. It probably appealed to his warped ex-SAS sense of humour. We were invited to watch the rushes for the sequence a couple of days later, which we were all looking forward to. Dickie was very happy. Apart from when an airborne camera came down with a parachutist and filmed David English, who'd organised his team into an impromptu cricket match. It captured them all on film, keeping wicket, smacking the ball into the boundary to Anglo-Saxon cries of, "How's that? That was never out," etc. Upon seeing the descending paras, they pulled stumps and ran to their weapons and opened fire. They were so engrossed in the game that they hadn't heard the command, "Action." Dickie said, "We'll have to cut that bit. Can't have the Germans playing cricket in the middle of the battle. Sort of gives the game away somewhat."